Well, welcome to Stutter Talk, episode 410 for July 5th, 2013. I'm your host, Peter Reitzis, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And I am joined today by Nadia Alabade, that's return guest Nadia Alabade, who is attending the National Stuttering Association's 30th annual conference in Scottsdale, Arizona. How are you this morning, Nadia?
I'm doing well, Peter.
Nadia Alabade is a 27-year-old person who stutters, who was born in Kuwait, where she lived for 13 years before moving to Eugene, Oregon. Nadia is currently a second-year speech-language pathology graduate student at Howard University in Washington, D.C., and it's 7:30 a.m. your time, day three of the conference. Thanks for joining us bright and early, Nadia.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
So, it's your first time at the National Stuttering Association's annual conference, day three. How's your experience been so far?
It's been great. Overwhelming, I guess, a little bit, but overall, really good. I feel really, really happy. Like, I don't know, like, more so than usual, I guess.
Has the conference met your expectations?
Yeah, and even more. So, I mean, I don't know. I've met so many people in the last few days, and I don't know. I feel inspired, and I mean, other people have come up to me, and they feel inspired by me, and nobody's ever told me that. So that's kind of like different. So, yeah. So the conference has met my expectations and even more so.
That's great. The show we published late last night, a B-Team show, was so interesting because Karen and Roisin were saying to Jamie and Marianne how much they were inspired by them, and Jamie and Marianne were saying how much that Karen and Roisin inspired them. So it seems like this mutual circle of inspiration and support. Let me share with you a special memory about the conference and then ask you about one of your new special memories. I just remember being in the airport and hearing other people stutter and knowing they were going to the conference, and then being in the shuttle bus going to the hotel and hearing other people stutter and just thinking, wow, this is so cool. We're all going to the same place and we all stutter. Have you had any... Well, just share with us one special experience that you've had so far.
The one that I will cherish for, I think, a long time was, as you know, I'm a part of Vivian Siskin's therapy group, and all of us came together to the conference, so there was like 12 of us there together. So I really feel like I feel like they're my brothers and sisters in a way. Like, and yesterday, like, I feel like my love grew for them, and because we did a workshop on avoidance reduction therapy, and we were all like preparing together, and everybody was like editing each other's stuff right before, and then like during it, like everybody was cheering the other on, and I don't know, I've never felt like so much love from them, and I love them so much. Like, I've never even thought I would feel this way. So that workshop was like something I will never forget. So
wow, I'm
sorry about that.
No, I just, your happiness makes me so very happy, and I'm so happy for you. It's so great to hear that your first time has been so wonderful, and it's only in the middle of the conference. You're only halfway through. When we spoke the last time during episode 391, you talked about letting go of fluency. Have you met other people? Like, is there something in the air? Are there other people there who are also letting go of fluency, or how would you put it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the theme of the conference, and you know, people talk about acceptance and things like that, and more so than fluency, and they talk about how to like manage your stuttering rather than try to aim for something that's unrealistic. And I mean, in the workshop that I was a part of, I mean, my part, I talked about the road to self-acceptance, and that's kind of what I titled my part. Like, it's like a long road, and you don't, it's like a daily battle that you have to face, but the results are amazing, because for me, self-acceptance gives me confidence and gives me comfort in communication, and that's what I want. And yeah, so I've kind of heard the same thing that I focused on my work in my workshop.
This is Stutter Talk. Peter Reitzis here with Nadia Alabade. Nadia is attending her first National Stuttering Association annual conference in Scottsdale, Arizona. And this episode is being recorded and published on July 5th. So Nadia, you just shared such an amazing emotional story. In addition to that workshop that you were part of, was there another presentation or workshop or something you attended that you could share with the listeners about?
Yeah. Morgan Lott did a video diary like for the last year, and he called it This Is Stuttering, and I really, really enjoyed the video that he showed us, and it was really raw, you know, like he showed his ugly stuttering faces, you know, which a lot of people like would be scared to like videotape themselves and like show it, and like he was really open and honest, and I haven't seen a video like that before, and it was really, really good. And yeah, I was inspired by him. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I know you have to go in a moment because the day is starting, but let me just ask you one or two quick last questions. So what are you looking forward to today? What's on your agenda?
I plan to go to the parenting workshop this morning first, because a few people I know are on the panel, and I would like to just get a perspective from the parents' point of view, and like what questions they have, because I'm going to be starting my clinical fellowship at a school, and it's just I would just like to, you know, get like the parents' perspective and what questions they have, and like, you know, how to answer them, because it kind of can get tricky, you know, when parents ask you questions and you want to give them a good answer, and I don't know, I just want to have that perspective too.
Bring a box of tissues with you.
Really?
Well, I've been to many, many such presentations and workshops, and hearing from parents, it's very joyous, and it's also very, very emotional. So let me ask you two last real quick questions. Is there anything that surprised you? Like, is there anything that you were expecting that you haven't seen, or that you've seen that you didn't know about?
I don't know. I'm not surprised. I mean, I think because I think if I haven't gone through therapy the last few months. I might have, and this is like my first time listening to like acceptance and if stuttering is okay. Like, I think I would be in shock, but like I don't feel in shock about like the message of the conference or the different workshops and things like that. Actually, the only thing that kind of like bugged me was when someone gave a speech and he was like a California representative or a politician of some sort yesterday, and he was talking about his journey and all that and with stuttering, and you know, then he mentioned what like helped him is switching words and substituting words, and that was what his speech pathologist gave him as an advice when he was younger, and that's what he's been using. So I just kind of thought that was kind of like the wrong message to give to a couple hundred people. Yeah. Because I feel like I don't think that's the right message to say. That's the only thing that helped you.
Yeah, that's really a tough spot to be in, because it's his experience and you want to value that. But you also, as a member of this community, you want to help form the message and hope that it's a productive message. So.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has been good. And like, I really like listening to others, and I like seeing Phil Schneider, and it's kind of weird to see him when you've like, you know, like read about him and heard him talk, and then like you see him at a workshop. So it's really cool, like, to see the different faces of the names.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny about Phil, because he was my speech therapist and he changed my life. And every time I see Phil, it's a joyous occasion. You know, it's like I go to pick up my son from school and he sees me and he hops and he jumps and he runs right over. And when I see Phil, I feel like that little kid. You know, and yeah, so yeah, he's very dear to my heart. Last question for somebody who's listening, who may be thinking, I'd like to go to the National Stuttering Association conference sometime. Should they?
Oh, yeah, of course. They totally should. You have to be prepared for your emotions to be kind of all over the place, but it's something that's worth it, and you'll meet so many people, and everybody's welcoming, and I would recommend it to anyone.
That is awesome. And I just want to let the listeners know that we are probably going to publish, we hope to publish, a second episode today. So I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Nadia Alibate, and I encourage everyone to check back in late tonight, because I think the B team is going to have another awesome episode for us. Nadia, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful second half of the conference.
Thank you so much, Peter.